You took it out, but you can't put it back. You took it out, but you can't put it back in. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. A hidden rock. Took a taste and then you spit it back. Consequences of the inside track. Bad time and you're running it all back. One taste to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge to the edge of 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 the edge. Can't put it back. You took it out, but you can't put it back. You feel it stinging and you wanna scratch. You found the box and you're looking for the match. One piece to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. A hidden rod. Took a taste and then you spit it back up. You threw the rock just to watch it splash. Sick as a dog and you're digging through the trash. One taste to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're bargaining for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge to the edge of 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 the edge to the edge of 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 the edge.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is something newish from Panda Bear and who's the other? Sonic Boom. Sonic Boom and Panda Bear with the title track from the record released last August, Edge of the Edge. Now, Panda Bear is also known as, well, he is Noah Benjamin Lennox, who's most famous for being a member of Animal Collective. And now Animal Collective, I'm going to play something from them right now, comprise of Aviter, Panda Bear, Geologist, and Deacon. So four. And they are out of Baltimore. Baltimore, Maryland, of course. What else can I say? I don't know. It's a beautiful day. I've had some sort of missed connections, if that makes sense. Credit cards not going through. Time seemingly lost. This and that. But that's okay. I made it here in one piece, and I'm all good. It is already May 17th. Holy moly. I can't believe it. Which means I have, as a teacher, let me take a look at the calendar here. I teach high school. Let me see how many weeks we have left. One, two, three. Hold on. I don't know. Six-ish or so weeks left until summer. Yes, I'm stoked. So I hope you're all doing well. Let's hear something right now from Animal Collective. We're going to hear something from the 2009 record, Merriweather Post Pavilion. The song is My Girls. Now, my name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, in case you're not sure. It's every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Hold on a second. Let me try that again. All right. Let's see. What else am I going on about? Can you all hear me? Okay, good. Okay, let's take a look here. This is on. This should work. Let me try that. Hold on. Is this working? Let's try that again. All right. No? What is happening? I'm telling you, weird stuff is going on. There are strange things afoot at the Circle K. I don't know what's going on here. I'm trying. This should be Animal Collective. I'm hitting play. There's also a problem. I like to play a lot of my songs from, I almost said Crave. Spotify. Watch way too much TV. And I'm trying to hit play here on Spotify. And it's, let me try it again. I've got the right channel up. I can see my voice is working. We're going through. Let me try this again. All right. Let's take a look here. Okay. Why is this happening? Okay. Let me try it again. Yes. Here we go. Yay. This here finally is Animal Collective on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We're gonna make it. Close your eyes
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is 6:55 on a beautiful sunny evening here in mid-June on the campus of UBC. That right there goes out to the lovely Jared, who might be going through his 19th nervous breakdown. The poor guy, he's had, this is my guy, he's had an injury to his shoulder slash arm, and he's been out of commission, poor guy. But he's doing his best. He's actually working through it, and I hope you get well, baby. There you go. The Rolling Stones for you. You can hear that 1966 song from the Stones' album Big Hits, High Tide and Green Grass. Before that, we heard something from Beck from 2 years ago from the album, the title track from the album Dreams. And in there before that, Animal Collective from the 2009 album Merriweather Post Pavilion, we heard the song My Girls. All right. All righty. Let's move on. Let's hear something from the Canadian. I think she's from Vancouver Island, if I'm not mistaken. That would be Catherine Calder. Catherine is, she spent some time with the New Pornographers. And I believe she's from Vancouver Island. I should make sure before I make up stories. Catherine Calder, am I right? Blah, blah, blah. She is, what does it say here? Is she from Victoria? I feel like she's, yeah, I am correct. I like to play games with myself. I like to play rock and roll geography Jeopardy because I love geography. It's my bread and butter. I teach geography. I don't know. I guess I think spatially. That's how I look at life, through sort of pictures and spaces. And when I think about like, oh, where do I want to go to eat? Or where do I want? It's always like a map that comes up in my head. And then I'll like do like little sort of, you know, tours down streets. I'm like, ah, that's where I want to go. It's been a busy day. Speaking of which, I, from work, went downtown and I was thinking about what a very, very white middle-aged lady thing I needed to get. And that was my candles from Bath and Body Works. So I went to the Pacific Center. I know it's a very exciting story, guys. and I enjoyed my little time downtown. I ate at the food court at the Pacific Center and I realized, you know, we have a very nice downtown. I don't come downtown often enough. And I love the hustle and bustle and like just seeing different weird people. And yeah, there's a lot. Vancouver definitely has a lot. A lot of buskers. A lot of people like to sing Kazuma Wonderwall. A lot of Wonderwall downtown. Multiple people. I'm like, wait, is that the same guy? Like, I'm like, no, it's a different dude. So anyways, then I came right here and then attempted to park, to which point they wouldn't take my credit card, which is totally valid. And I'm just waiting. I already took a photo of the issue on the app and I'm just waiting for them to give me a ticket and then me having to fight it. But whatever. The sun is shining. I'm in a good mood. So, all right. Where am I at now? Catherine Calder. I've been babbling about whatever. She is now 40. I can't believe that. As I pulled up her Wikipedia site. What year are we in now? Oh my God, she's going on 41. So when this record or this song came out, which is called Are You My Mother? We're going to hear the song Slip Away. That was 2010. I can't believe that. That was 13 years ago. Unbelievable. It's such a beautiful song. So let's just go back a little bit in time. The song was written about her mother. Are You My Mother is the name of the album. Her mom, who was suffering from ALS. Yes. What? I can't even imagine. She wrote this while her mom was sick. I can't even imagine like the emotions I would have had. But she beautifully expresses them in this song. It's so beautiful. And speaking of ALS, another female rock musician, Kim Shattuck from the Muffs, if you didn't know, she died of ALS just a few years ago. And that was a hard one. But anyways, here we are. Catherine Calder, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I think this should work.
Flutters in my palm, and by the time I wake up, it has gone. Slips away, slips away. Slips away, slips away. Slips away, slips away. Slips away, slips away. Ooh.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, who Musqueam Stale.
Did you ever love a woman with a death wish? Something in her eyes like flipping off a light switch. Everybody dies, but you gotta find a reason to carry on. Oh, and did you ever catch her climbing on the rooftop higher than a kite? Dead of winter in a tank top. I don't wanna bike with you, baby, but I won't leave you alone. The night was young once, we were the wild ones. All we had to pay attention to the violence. Anything could happen, but nothing ever really did. I wanted action, she wanted answers. Sunrise with the dealers and the dancers. It takes a whole lot of medicine to feel like a little kid. Did you ever love a woman with a death wish? Something in her eyes like flipping off a light switch. Everybody dies, but you gotta find a reason to carry on. Oh, and did you ever catch a
All right, CITR is where we are at. How y'all doing tonight, guys? It's a gorgeous sunny night. It's 7:14 on a Wednesday. We just heard Adam and the Ants, plural, from 1980 with the song, all one word, Ant Music, from the album Kings of the Wild Frontier. Before that, we heard something, a beautiful song. I just really love this, from Jason Isbell and Jason Isbell / 400 Death Unit. I think I'm typing something in there incorrectly. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And let me type that in before I forget. And the 400 Unit. If you don't know this guy, you may know of his place in rock history. And that is, he was in the band... was he the lead singer? I'm not sure. The Something Truckers. What were they called? I should know this offhand. So what are they called again? I used to really like those guys. Oh yeah, Drive-By Truckers. What did I say? The Something Truckers. The Drive-By Truckers. That was the deal. The Drive-By Truckers were out of Georgia. And was Jason Isbell the lead singer? Let me see here. I should know this. I don't know. He was in that band. Just know that. I don't know that much about the Drive-By Truckers. I just know that. I just remember them being sort of like a rootsy kind of like slightly country rock band that was not too country enough for me. Does that make sense? I'm really not a country fan music at all, unless it's like old school country. And so that song of his, Death Wish, you can find on his album of the same name that was just released. It's still new. I think it was released this year, as a matter of fact. Yeah, so let me mark it as being new. It is a new song. Yeah, all right. Okay, what did we hear before that? Of course, from Victoria, Catherine Calder with her song Slip Away. I still have 44 minutes here at the station. We're going to be listening to something from the Swedish band Ravenettes coming up, as well as Enum Claw. I really like Enum Claw, so that's going to be a thing coming up. Today's show is just mostly indie rock. I like to mix it up a lot, often playing a lot of hip hop and this and that. But tonight, I don't know. It's mostly just kind of chill indie rock night. All right, weather Vancouver. Let's take a look at what's happening there, here. All right, let's see. Here we go. Am I going to be golfing this weekend? I don't know. The Weather Network or Environment Canada. What do we think? Let's go with Environment Canada. since it's now May, I've sadly put my skis away. And I've pulled out the clubs. I've been at the driving range enough lately. I guess three out of the four past nights. I was there, Saturday, Sunday? Last night? That's right. I like to go to a place called Takaya. Shout out to Takaya on the North Shore, just off Mount Seymour Parkway. It's cheap. It's indigenous run driving range. They're awesome. And it's awesome. I'm improving, I'm happy to say, so that's good. Because let me tell you, if you don't know this, golf is like incredibly tough. It looks like a sissy sport, it really does. And my sister told me, who does golf, that I used to make fun of her. I don't recall this. I think I've sort of like blocked that from my memory now that I'm a golfer. Can I say that I'm a quote unquote golfer? I don't know if I'd go that far. I'm still new. I've only been golfing for like, a year? Which is nothing. At all. Like I can drive the ball. I've got like a, you know, Happy Gilmore kind of deal going on. My approach shots are pretty weak. My putting, I'm getting better at chipping. I will say that much. I've been practicing my chipping at the driving range. So we'll see. Enough of that. So enough of my golf. Are you gonna be golfing? Let's see what the weather looks like. Are we all golfing? It's a long weekend this weekend. So look at this. Sunny every single day. This forecast goes up till Tuesday, May 23rd, and it shows highs ranging every day from 19 to 24 here in Vancouver. That's pretty rad. Okay, Saturday, so on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and long weekend Monday, which is May 24, is a high of 23. Beautiful, people. beautiful. Now it shows the overnight low as well as only going down to 13. That's not bad. You know, that's quite nice too. So I'm happy to report there's some nice weather. And speaking of nice weather, I attempted to save money as I came here to the station. So I thought, well, I'll just park on the like road, you know, that long like wreck beach road. It's like a ring road, that thing. No, not even one single spot. So I was kind of bummed. Then I was thwarted. Okay. Anyways, it's 7:19. Let's move on. I'm going to not talk about my boring parking stories with you all. What did I say we have next? Ravenettes. Yes, Ravenettes. That's what we've got. We're going to listen to the song Bang from the Ravenettes. This can be found on their 2009 album In and Out of Control. The lead singer of the Ravenettes' name is Sharon Fu. She's absolutely gorgeous. Did I say they're Swedish? I totally lied. They're actually Danish. For some reason, I knew that they were Scandinavian. And does Denmark? Yeah, that's Scandinavia. Fun fact, I don't know why, but Finland is not considered Scandinavia. Still confused about that. But totally gorgeous. She's half Chinese. So her father is a second generation Danish Chinese guy named Kim Tai Fu, and just striking, just absolutely gorgeous. She had spent Sharon Fu some time in India studying music, really. There you go. I'm gonna stop talking and we're gonna start rocking. So let's listen here to the song Bang from the Ravenettes. Make sure I'm set up okay here. I think we're good. All right, stay tuned. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm out of here in 39 minutes.
Bang, you're so vicious, baby. Bang, you should have had to control me. You're as cool as ice cream. Yeah.
father of your love. I've seen enough by one another. Every color of your love. I've seen enough by one another. Hey, little mama, when you talk back, I see your eyes light up and I love that. I'm just a beach boy's boy, oh, so alone.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was something from the Ohio band Camp that has a double A. And I got to say that I think that's the only song of theirs that I like. It's called Peach Fuzz, and you find that on the album By and By. And yes, before that, we heard something from Yacht Club. It's a guy to Mississippi. That's what I can tell you. The song that we heard is called, Feel Good, from the album Rock Candy. Yeah, it's 7:34. My name is Anita B. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We're going to move on and hear some stuff a little older, from the band, The Unicorns. I was talking today in the staff room to a teacher, and he discovered, I guess, I was in a band, and he's like, yeah, I'm from Montreal. And I'm like, oh, interesting. And then we were talking somehow about the music scene here. And then he said, yeah, I know the band. I'm friends with the guys from the Unicorns. And I'm like, really? That I love the Unicorns. Like, I mean, they're not around anymore. But they had a really cool popular album called Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone, which was released, I think, in around 2004. I told him, I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, we opened for them. We played Victory Square Block Party, my old band back in the day. Like, I don't know. That was like 2000. I think it was 2004. I think CITR sponsored that show too. If you've never been, Victory Square Block Party is a fun event. By far, you need to go. It's like always on Labor Day weekend, which, fun fact, is my birthday. And I wasn't pregnant. I think it was like right before I had my first kid, I have two, in 2005. So we're going a ways back, folks. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, yeah, they're awesome. And then I thought, oh, let's hear the Unicorns. And they split, apparently, right around that time. Like, they didn't last too long. So what time did they break up here? Oh, they broke up in 2006. Yeah, so it wasn't that much later after, I guess, I saw them live. They broke up. So let's hear something from that album, which was very popular. Again, Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone. We're going to hear this song, I Was Born a Unicorn. Okay, I think that's all I need to tell you. Let's make sure I've got everything set up properly. I'm getting a little lazy here. Like, in between songs, I just like, la la la. I'm like reading about bands. I'm like, oh my God. That's the thing if you ever do radio. Is that it's a very low-key stressful situation. Low-key, but super stressful. So you're like, you always have to look at the clock. You always have to check the time. And you can get sometimes, or in my case, often, sidetracked by stuff. And so here I go. Let's take a look here. Finally, I think we're good. Let's make sure. Why is that happening? Yes. Okay, good. Okay. Here we go. The Unicorns, the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Corns.
The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I just wanted to let you know that I neglected to mention a band that I played, and I really, really like this band. We actually heard a song, a split single from Tanu Kitchen and Enum Claw. So the band I'm familiar with is Enum Claw. They're out of Washington State, named after the city. They're really, really good, and they're newer. But this song, split single, is it's called Thin Air, is what I was trying to say. I played it about five songs ago. And Enum Claw is a really interesting band. They are straight up indie rock, really good quality. And just in terms of demographics, they are three quarters black, which is not your typical sort of what you see. Okay, if you know what I mean, like I was in an indie rock band, a lot of people have been, blah, blah, blah. And so that's awesome. I really like that. And it's good to see some diversity on the scene. All right. Now, did I tell you who that was? No, that was a band called Small Black. They're out of Brooklyn. And they covered Phoebe Bridges' song Kyoto. That's what that was. It was a cover of Phoebe. Did I say Bridges? Bridgers. Phoebe Bridgers. Okay, that's that. Now, it's 7:44, and let's move into something from the band Wand. Wand are a pretty cool band. These guys are out of SoCal, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they are. They're from Los Angeles. I was going to say San Diego. They're pretty psychedelic. They were formed in 2013. And pretty chill. That's sort of the whole vibe of this show, is just chill indie rock. They've been on Drag City Records. We're going to hear something. The song we're going to hear now actually is, what is it? Oh, yeah, Rio Grande. Rio Grande is, let's see. Well, it was released in 2019, so it must be on the album Laughing Matter. So let's head on over to the Land of Wand and hear Rio Grande on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
gentle mountain.
As always, folks, it's been a slice. That right there is awesome. That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with the song Magenta Mountain from the album Omnium Gatherum. And that record was released in, How about I tell you that I simply don't know. I like to think I know a lot of things. Actually, I don't like to think. I'm starting in my old age to realize I don't know as much as I used to be very cocky. I used to think I knew everything. And now I'm like doing more fact checking on things. And I'm like, oh, wow, I've been wrong the whole time on that one. So I'm not even going to tell you when that King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard song was released. What I can tell you is that those guys are from Australia. That's what I do know. All right. And I can tell you that in 4 minutes, my show is over. But before we go, I'm going to tell you thank you, all two of you, whoever's out there listening. It's always a pleasure, and music soothes the soul. So when in doubt, put on some good tunes. I'm going to leave us with something local, something from one of my favorite local bands, which is Lady Hawk. I love these guys. From the album Shots, and I'm going to say this is like the late aughts, like 08-ish, around there, like 2008. I think I might be correct on that one. We're going to hear the song, I Don't Always Know What You're Saying. It's such a beautiful song. And let's make sure. Maybe I've got the details here. Oh, I was right. 2008. Woohoo. I won the game in my head. All right. That's that, folks. I'll be back in 2 more weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Lady Hawk. And again, thanks, guys.
What you say?